Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Yeah, I don't like being sick whatsoever. And then
who does?
I don't know. I think some people like being sick.
Ooh, why?
It's like Jamal hasn't even had any symptoms and he's taking medicine.
He doesn't want to have any.
Yeah.
Well, but that medicine is not preventative. It's just...
That's what I told him.
It just eases the symptoms.
That's what I told him. I was like, it's not a preventative. It just gets rid of your symptoms. And he was like, I don't care. I'm taking this medicine. I'm like, ugh.
Nobody asked you to do that.
Ooh, what do you think about YouTube?
What do you mean? What do I think about it?
So, I need to figure out how to get our episodes on YouTube.
We could do, instead of doing, us, we could do photos. Like, it'll be us telling the story in photos.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you have to convert it to video or some shit.
To, I think, MOV or something.
Yeah, and that's like, what? I don't know how to do all that. This is outside of my wheelhouse, but I did set us up with a YouTube page.
Right.
So, we've got one follower. Huh. One subscriber.
When I used to do YouTube videos,
Oh, yeah, you did.
I mean, they're pretty easy to... And all you do is just basically you lay the photos in over, you know, over the track. And then it... What is that?
You speak in freaking...
And you just lay the
Cantonese
over
to
the
me.
Track
I don't
and
understand.
It, like it, yeah. It's. I mean, it's really easy. It's just time fucking consuming.
Okay.
It's really tedious.
I'll give that job to you. When we decide to do it.
It has to be somebody like the topics have to be like something that either have images like Anna Delvey. You know how all those pictures of her like around.
Yeah.
And like people who like if they have social media.
It could just be us like this. Smiling.
No.
All right, fine, whatever. We'll figure it out. So, sister, I feel like it's been a really long time since we've been together talking like this in this room.
In this room?
Yeah, because we didn't record on Sunday.
It was on Thursday?
Yeah, so it has been long. It's been like 10 days.
Okay.
What's going on?
Nothing. Oh, but yesterday, I found a gift card. That I had, and I took it out of my wallet because I had a bunch of cards, you know, just superfluous cards in my wallet. And I was like, let me take some of these out. And so when I went through and looked at all the cards, I was like, this is a gift card. I checked the balance on it. I still had $26 on there.
For what?
It was just a Visa gift card.
Oh, nice.
So I went to the store.
Nice.
And got the kids some drinks. I got Norman some drinks, and I got myself a box of wine.
Why didn't you bring it with you, jerk?
I know. I thought about it. I was like, bring the whole box of wine.
You know what? I provide all of the booze for this podcast.
I know.
And if you guys want to provide us some booze for the podcast, see us on Patreon. Buy us a drink.
Yeah.
There's like different tiers. And I think if I make them like drink tiers, it'll be even better. Yeah. One will be like happy hour. One will be top shelf.
Yeah, man.
And one will be a double.
Do it.
Ooh, I like that. Because our tiers have nothing to do with us. I just put it together. But I like alcohol. And alcoholic references.
Yeah, man.
So let's do that. So you found a gift card, you bought some drink, you bought some box wine.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
And that was it. And then I put the rest of the balance on my Amazon. So now I have Amazon. I have money on my Amazon so I can just, like, use it. But I'm like, what do I want? So, of course, that always...
The age-old question.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need?
What can I get? That's what happened. So what's going on with you? What has been transpiring?
Well, since we last spoke, I visited a different state.
Visited.
Went to Texas.
Not Louisiana, as originally stated.
Why are you putting my business out there? No,
your
we didn't.
Business.
We were supposed to go to Louisiana, but we didn't make it because of shenanigans. But whatever, we still had a lot of fun in Houston and the surrounding neighborhoods. And it was a good old time, and I came back with cooties, so I have a cold. what? You guys want souvenirs? Here, have some cooties.
I'm gonna lick this thing.
Brandy will not take a drink from me because she's afraid I'm gonna lick her cup and give her some cooties.
Yeah.
So that's what I have. So if I sound extra fancy today, you know why?
Extra fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You mean extra loopy?
Oh yeah.
Extra snotty.
Yeah, my mom said I could have a hot toddy, so I made myself a hot toddy.
Mom said I
could have a drink, so I made myself a drink.
Mom said I could have a drink.
Boo.
Dumb.
I know. Anyway, so that's it, man. Like, I'm just trying to heal myself and be better and do this thing called Book of Lies podcast. So I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this is Book of Lies, the podcast. The podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, before I get into the story, hey, hello. If you're a new listener, welcome to the podcast. Returning listeners, hey y'all, how y'all doing? Thanks for coming back. We love you.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Good to see ya.
Sure.
And go to our website, visit us, www.bookoflies.com. You can listen to previous episodes. You can also find your streaming platform on the website. You can find our Patreon, where we're still looking for our first patron.
Yeah, come on, guys.
I offer you guys all these things and you don't want them. I don't understand.
I offer you guys.
I offer you everything. What is it that you want? Oh, this is what we're doing. So this episode today will go into, like, the Patreon format. So the episode today is a listener request. So this is our first listener request we're taking. Next week we'll also be doing a listener request. You know.
Yeah.
You know how you do. But moving forward, any other listener requests will only be on Patreon.
Yeah, submit through Patreon.
Submit through Patreon or we ain't checking for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then, yeah, you can find our socials on there. Facebook, Book of Lies Podcast. Instagram, Book of Lies Podcast. And Twitter, Book of Lies Pod. I'm super active on there. Oh, and since today's Tuesday, we did an episode. We're going to give a plug to... One Movie Punch. We got an opportunity to work with them, and it was super fun. So the day this episode drops is the same day our episode with One Movie Punch drops. So mosey on over to that
podcast.
I don't speak English today. My brain's a little slow. But mosey on over to there and check out our episode on The Evil Dead from 1981.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I think that's all of the things I wanted to tell you. And
the fangs.
And then for our episode today, we are going to be covering Tim Diagon Alley. What is his name?
Diagon Alley. Donahue. Dogney.
My brain doesn't work.
It's Donahue.
Diagonally. What did he say?
Diagonally.
So we're going to be covering Tim Donahue.
Donahue.
Okay.
It's like Donahue, but Donahue.
Okay. Tim Donahue. And Let's just get into it, unless you have anything else to say. So, Tim...
Donaghy
was born on January 7th, 1967, in Havertown, PA, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. And this actually was requested of us to do a very long time ago by none other than Mr. Hepburn. He's like, hey, man, can't you do some shit on some sports? Like, WTF?
We did.
And now we're doing it. He gave me this guy, Tim Donaghy, and we're going to talk about him. So, just if you guys don't know, you'll see it in the title, but Tim Donaghy is an NBA official. Okay?
He was.
He was an NBA official.
Previously
on Charmed.
What?
I don't know. Batman.
Previously on NBA Lies.
Oh, yeah. Previously on Basketball Wives. Jackie Christie. No, just fine. Okay.
What on earth?
So, Tim Donaghy attended at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Pennsylvania, along with three other NBA referees. They dropped their names, so they must have been involved. Joe Crawford, Mike Callahan, and Ed Mallett.
They all went to the same school?
They all went to the same fucking school.
Oh, my God.
This is high school. He eventually graduates from Villanova University with a bachelor's in sales and marketing in 1989. After graduating from college...
Why are you yelling?
Am I yelling? Oh my God.
You're yelling.
Am I yelling? I think I'm just speaking at a really good, pitch.
I feel like you're yelling at me.
I'm sorry. It's because I'm really close to you. Just to be close to you.
I don't know.
Girl! No?
God.
Phone.
What the hell?
I'm loopy. Okay. So, after graduating from college, Tim spends the next 5 years officiating in Pennsylvania in high school basketball games. He did 7 seasons in the Continental Basketball Association, the CBA, and he was the head official in the 1993 CBA All-Star Game.
Are your ears plugged?
I don't know, maybe. Because I'm talking really loud.
Yeah.
I bet you this is our best episode ever. I bet you I sound great. You're not going to knock me.
I'm just like, why are you yelling?
I'm sorry. Okay. The following year, he joined the NBA, where he worked for 13 years, officiating 772 regular season games and 20 playoff games. After joining the NBA, he marries his lovely wife, Kimberly, in 1995.
Is she lovely?
She's lovely. I haven't seen her, but Kimberly, that's a nice name. And they have four daughters. To all the Kims out there, hey girl, hey. I got this information, all of it, from Wikipedia and YouTube.
Oh.
I watched an episode of Red Cards, and it's inside the gambling ring of NBA referee Tim Donaghy.
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do.
All right.
So... I'm watching this, and then we are introduced to the man that brings Tim into the mix.
The man.
The man. His name is Jimmy Batista, and he gets called the Sheep. He's Jimmy the Sheep Batista. Sheep. He's a lower-level mob guy.
The Sheep.
Or he claims to have mob ties. Okay. So he's actually telling the story on Red Cards about everything that goes on. He's telling the first... He's talking about it because he's the one that got Tim involved with this aspect of it. Okay.
And so what is he doing, trying to, like, exonerate himself?
No.
What the hell?
No. So, apparently, Jimmy Batista is a gambler.
Of course.
He's a gambler. He likes to gamble. He gets involved with some interesting fellas. First, he's doing, like, a little mule work, taking money out to Vegas, gambling, lots of money, and he's instantly brought in. He has a gambling house. And so what they're doing is they're selling tips. So he builds this whole empire, and it's built on inside information. So every choice they make is made on inside information. And he's like, I need to get the best information. Where do I get this information from? So he reaches out to Tim Donaghy. The Sheep, I'm just going to call him the Sheep.
Okay.
He went to high school with Tim and his brother, his older brother, Jimmy.
Okay.
So he knew Tim was in the NBA. He was like, oh, okay. And apparently Tim has a gambling problem also.
Oh, wow.
Well. So, again, he went to school with his older brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he just, you know, pitches the idea to him. He's like, yo, bro, I want you to give me tips. Let me know if this guy was out drinking all night, if he's going to be doing garbage on the floor, like whatever you hear in the locker room. Just give me the tea.
Are the refs even allowed in the locker room?
I don't know. They must know some things, I'm sure. Maybe they have their own locker room and they have like a little peephole and a little ear hole right next door.
What the hell?
I'm just kidding. That's speculation. But, whatever. So, Tim was getting paid $5,000 for wins. Apparently, it started off at like $2,500 and then it, you know, increased to five just because this guy was on the ball.
So all of his tips,
all of his tips paid off.
Okay.
So like they were like, oh my gosh, we're going to stick with this guy. So, he would get $5,000 for wins. If he didn't win, he didn't lose. Right. So he really had nothing to lose. It was all about, you know, the winning and stuff. And while this is going on and he's giving, you know, the sheep this information, he's also betting on fucking games too.
Mm-hmm.
So
is he betting on the games that he's reffing?
Yeah, he's a motherfucker.
Okay.
So calls weren't called.
Mm-hmm.
Fouls and travels. And then who was it? It was Kenyon Martin. He's an old basketball player. Mm-hmm. He used to be a basketball player. He's in the thing. And he was like, you know, you would think the refs, you know, were trying to cheat or whatever, or they were like, hey, this is BS or some bullshit going on. But you never really thought it was really going on. But with Donaghy, it was. They were just not making calls. They were just letting fouls go.
Like all the time.
Right. But it goes a little further than this, and we'll talk about that. So he's also betting on games, like I said, and he has a gambling problem. He actually placed tens of thousands of dollars in bets on games from the 2005 to the 2006 season and the 2006 to 2007 season. And the sheep wanted, like, really good information. And really good information, he called a schmaga.
What the hell is that?
A schmaga. Apparently, schmaga is a kid that they went to high school with who was a little slow. You know, he was, you know.
So he named it after him?
Because they were like, everybody loved this kid. You know, he was just a little slow, but everybody loved him. You know, whatever. So they called this call a schmaga.
Okay.
Or whatever.
It's weird.
It's weird. I don't even know why he even said it. I wrote it down for some reason. But the information on games is too good to pass up. And he was just betting on this information, and they won like $225,000 on quote unquote schmaga games.
Wait, on one game, like, or
just
during the season?
All this duration of it. And this seems like it's only going on for like 2 years.
Okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is weird. Like,
it is weird.
I feel like, I mean, you can't trust people.
No, you can't trust people.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
You can't trust people. So, since Tim is working with the sheep, they're talking on the phone a lot. And just by chance, the FBI is working on a case for the Gambino family.
Against the Gambino family.
Against the Gambino. They're taping. They taping.
Right. Yeah.
And they happen to hear Tim's voice on the tapes. Okay? So then they're like, so in July 2007, they're like, oh, there's a corrupt NBA official. There's something going on.
And did they contact the NBA, or did they were like, oh, we're going to fucking sit on this and like see what he gives us?
The funny thing was, it was like an investigative reporter who like did the story, and then he reaches out to the FBI because they do that apparently. And they're like, oh yeah, I think I saw something sitting on my desk about that. Or whatever, because, like, the information is just moving around. I don't know. But...
Well, I don't know. I feel like you can't even trust your fucking officials. That's bullshit.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, 2007, July, they hear his tapes. And then they reached out to the NBA commissioner. That's what it was. So, they reached out to NBA commissioner David Stern. And he said, we would like to assure our fans that no amount of effort, time, or personal being is spared to assist in this investigation, to bring to justice any individual who has betrayed the most sacred trust in professional sports.
Okay.
And to take the necessary steps to protect against this ever happening again.
Yeah, sure.
He calls this scandal a wake-up call and says he cannot be complacent.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. July 2007, there's announcement of a corrupt NBA official. And the NBA, they approached him. First they actually pressed Sheep, right? They're like, hey, Sheep. He's like, I don't know who you are. What's up? Get out of here. They're like, we got you on the tapes, dude. Like, what the fuck? He's like, I don't fucking know you. I got nothing for you. Call my lawyer. Bounce. Right?
Yeah. He says nothing. Of course, he's a mobster.
He says nothing. Tim is like, oh, what? "Oh, I'll tell you everything. I'll tell you everything."
Because he doesn't. He's not a mobster. He's probably like some fucking dude that's been living his little boring ass life. The only excitement he gets is fucking roughing NBA games, and now he's fucking.
He's a gambler.
Yeah, and gambling, and now he's like, "Oh, caught."
Well, the NBA press. I'm sorry, the FBI pressed Tim, and apparently he has a photographic memory.
Oh.
And he sang like a motherfucking bird.
Of course.
He named names. He remembered all involved. And Tim was betting on everything, not just basketball. So he was betting on all sporting events. He was betting on golf. And he has a really bad gambling problem. So once the scandal broke, his wife Kimberly filed for divorce.
Oh.
So this is what I wrote down. Because I was just like, bitch. So she divorced him for being a snitch, I felt like. Like, she divorced him for being a snitch or for having a gambling problem. It's, what are the...
I would assume it's for having a gambling problem.
But it had to have been going on because scandal doesn't break in January. You're like, oh, I have to get a divorce.
She probably knew about the gambling problem, too, this has been going on for years.
Right, but then I also said, she must have been aware of.
Huh?
And then he was also working with someone associated with the Gambino family. So maybe that's why she dipped out so quick also.
The mob.
Yeah, she's like, oh, fuck that.
What? I thought you were just making some bets. I didn't know you were in. Well, hello, the fucking mob is, they are heavy into gambling. Like, they run fucking gambling rings. I mean, come on.
Well, this is one of them. This is one of
them. Are they still live in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because they're hot, you know, they're heavy on the fucking East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead.
So he's singing, he's telling everybody shit, he's talking. So on August 15th, Donahue appeared in Brooklyn Federal Court and pleaded guilty to conspiracy to engage in wire fraud and transmitting wagering information through interstate commerce. Donahue also told the judge that he used coded language like schmaga with Batista.
Jeez.
About players' physical condition and player-referee relations. In doing so, Donahue disclosed classified information that he obtained as an NBA official or referee. Donahue initially received $20,000. I'm sorry, fuck me. Received $2,000 per correct pick. Sorry, I said 25. It's $2,000 per correct pick. And increased to five, like I said. In total, he received $30,000 to pass inside information to the bookies.
Which
doesn't even seem like a lot of fucking money.
It's not.
It's not worth your career.
It isn't at all.
No. Jinx.
It's not. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
$30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he was getting five.
So he started
out with two, mm-hmm, and ended up getting five.
Right.
So basically, and this was happening over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting $15,000 a year, basically.
It's not worth it. But he's also betting, too. So he also has a betting problem. So he's also engaging in this information.
They're just talking about how much he received.
Exactly.
But that's still
stupid.
It's not worth it at all.
It's not worth it.
Like, okay, I'm basically going to be out of fucking job.
Mm-hmm.
And I might go to jail, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And my fucking reputation is going to be ruined. People are going to know my name. They're not even going to fucking let me ref fucking Little League.
Nope.
Fucking, you know, or whatever, youth basketball
anymore. Yep. Nope.
So, dumb.
Yeah, and then Donahue also admitted that he had a severe gambling addiction, for which he's taking antidepressants now.
I'm taking antidepressants for my gambling addiction. No.
So he admitted to passing information about two games during the 2006-2007 season. Prosecutors also said that Donahue bet on games himself, like I fucking said. He was fined $500,000 and will also have to pay at least $30,000 in restitution. But, so he goes to jail, okay? He's going to jail. He gets sentenced with 15 months. $30,000, it's not worth it. It's really not worth it.
It's not at all.
It's not. So, during his imprisonment, Donahue was attacked and threatened in November 2007.
Huh.
A man claiming to be associated with the New York Mafia struck Donahue with a paint roller extension bar, resulting in injuries to his knee and leg, which required surgery. He was like, you're never going to skate again, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Break your shit wide open. So after that happens, a year later, he's sentenced to 15 months in prison, July 2008.
So that's before he went to prison.
Mm-hmm. So when he got it, look, so...
He went to jail.
He went to jail, and then he got bailed out.
Okay.
So while he was in, he got fucked up. He got out, went to court, and then he was sentenced, which kind of sucks, but whatever. But it's just getting good. Just wait, guys. I was like, really, this is all? But wait. Wait for it.
There's more.
There's more.
Greetings and salutations. This is Cage's Kiss, the ultimate Cage cast, where we discuss the movies and life of the national treasure, Nick Cage. My name is Linda, and every week I'll be joined by my brother Donnie and my best friend Adrian.
There are three of us here, and I can't help but notice that none of us are Nicolas Cage. Did nobody call him?
What? A Cage cast with no Nick Cage? What the shit's going on here?
No, instead of being Nicolas Cage, we're three Nicolas Cage experts, which is the next best thing.
I don't think we should admit to being experts.
Too late.
Unlike other Cage podcasts, we want you to participate. If you've seen Nick Cage out in the wild or have any other fun Nick Cage stories, we want to hear it. If you have any real life dilemmas, we want you to send them in.
We are not experts at anything. We are not life coaches, and we are not in any way, shape, or form qualified to give you suggestions on life choices.
But Nick Cage is, and he's made hundreds of life choices.
We'll try to glean any wisdom we can from Nick Cage's character we're discussing that week to help you with your situation.
Seriously, I cannot stress enough just how much you should not take our advice.
But we're experts.
No, seriously, we're not experts.
Yes, but we will be reviewing his first acting gig as Nicholas Coppola, Best of Times, which features a young and very precious Crispin Glover.
And his work in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And his work in My Nightmares. Please subscribe and join us every week on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Podcoin, YouTube, or our website, cageskiss.com.
We're experts.
We're not experts.
So a year later, 2008, he's sentenced to 15 months in prison. And before he gets his sentence, the freaking NBA is like, oh, you're going to fuck with us? We're going to fuck with you. So on July 19th, 2008, the NBA filed his demand that Donaghy reimburse the league for the costs of his airfare, meals, complimentary game tickets, and other expenses, including a $750 pair of shoes.
They bought him a $750 pair of shoes.
Maybe while he's dancing on the freaking courts, blowing that whistle up and down the court, some $750 shoes. Like, come on, you can buy like a bunch of pair of shoes for all that.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe there was some LeBrons or something. I don't fucking know. But... anyway,
that's favoritism.
Yeah, so anyway. His lawyer's like, hey man, they're trying to retaliate for his misconduct.
Retaliation is illegal.
But. Well, they are definitely retaliating. Like, give us the fucking money. Give us the money. A judge delays sentencing to allow for more time to decide how much restitution Donaghy and two co-conspirators should pay the NBA for their roles in the betting scandal. Scandal. The scandal. But the NBA has claimed that Donaghy owes them $1.4 million, including $577,000 of his pay and benefits for over four seasons.
Damn.
Plus legal fees and other expenses related to the internal investigation.
Wow.
His lawyers have argued that the punishment should apply to only one season, which makes sense, but they're just like, fuck you. Give us our money.
Like for your entire career, give us everything.
You've shamed us. So now people want to know what games Donaghy has fucked up and what games he was involved in on his gambling spree and the betting ring. So somebody in Arizona, former court attorney Andrew Thomas, asked the NBA and the FBI if Donaghy intentionally miscalled two Phoenix Suns road playoff games. The games in question occurred on April 29th, 2007.
Because it was the playoffs.
Yep, versus the Los Angeles Lakers. And May 12th, 2007 versus the San Antonio Spurs. In a letter to Stern and FBI Director Robert Mueller, Tumbas said that Donaghy's conduct may have violated Arizona criminal law and could face charges there also. Mm. They mad. They're like, you've shamed us. You've shamed us. All right. So, he goes to jail, all right? This is funny. Hang on a second. There's allegations against the NBA from Donaghy. Donaghy, I'm going to put this into my own words, and then I'll break it down for you, though. Donaghy claims that the NBA specifically tells him and other NBA officials to act shady.
I don't doubt it.
So I'll read to you what it says. If you guys are into numbers, right? This is a
not really.
This is for the dudes.
This is for the ladies. On June 10, 2008, Donahue's attorney filed. I'm just not into basketball. I'm just not. But this is for you, so I'll pretend I am. So on June 10, 2008, Donahue's attorney filed a court document alleging, among other things, that Game 6 of the 2002 Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Sacramento Kings was fixed by two referees. The later states that Donahue learned from referee A that referee A and referee F wanted to extend the series to 7 games. Tim knew referee A and F to be company men. Also acting in the interest of the NBA, and that night, it was in the NBA's interest to add another game to the series. The Lakers won Game 6, attempting 18 more free throws than the Kings in the fourth quarter, and went on to win the 2002 NBA Finals. The teams were not named, but the Western Conference Finals was the only 7-game series that year. The document claimed that Donahue told federal agents that to increase television ratings and ticket sales, top executives of the NBA sought to manipulate games using referees. It's also said that NBA officials would tell referees not to call technical fouls on certain players, and states that a referee was privately reprimanded by the league for ejecting a star player in the first quarter of a January 2000 game. Stern denied the accusations, calling Donahue a singing, cooperating witness. You a snitch. That's what he's saying.
Singing or single?
Singing, cooperating witness. Mm-hmm. He's singing like a bird. So, like, he gets caught for what he did for the cheating, and then the NBA is like, oh, well, give us this money, blah, 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 blah. So he's like, y'all motherfuckers aren't loyal, so I'm going to tell all the tea.
Well, he's not loyal, because he's the one who got caught gambling.
Yeah, for $30,000. That's super weak.
Like, yeah.
That's super weak. So, Donahue was released from prison after serving 11 months. And was due to finish his sentence in a halfway house in Tampa, where he was going to be treated for his gambling addiction. But he was arrested in Putnam County Jail in late August after being caught in a health club without permission.
What? Apparently
he was supposed to be at work, but his lawyer and his ex-wife both insisted that Donahue should have not been taken into custody, as he was allowed to visit the center to to rehab his knee.
So they're like, you're not where you said you were going to be.
Right.
You're under arrest. That right there, that's bullshit.
Right.
That's bullshit.
Right.
I was watching Orange is the New Black.
Yes. And, oh, Maritza?
Huh?
Maritza? Never mind. Go ahead.
No, not Maritza. And you know how, like, because Piper got out early, remember?
Yeah.
How she has to report to her parole officer. Mm-hmm. And her, like, if you're supposed to be at work, then you're supposed to be at work.
Right.
And so there's a time where she's not at work, and she fucking, her parole officer just shows up.
I watched
at
it.
Her house.
I watched it today.
And you're like, damn! Like, that's fucking.
She's like, that's my job to jump up on people to spook folks. Like, I went to your job, and you wasn't there, bitch. What's up?
I know, but then she just totally, like, ruined her, like, you know,
she had
her
friends. Thing. Yeah, she had friends, and those bitches are cutthroat. They're like, oh, we're not comfortable
with you around our kids. But they still hang out there. But they're not comfortable with her around their kids.
Whatever.
But, yeah. It's not like she's a child beater or a
they
child
don't even
murderer.
Know what she did.
Exactly.
They don't know what she did.
That's the one thing that bugs me about just people in general. Like, you judge people before you actually know their story. You don't know what she did. She didn't do anything to involve with children. Like, that chick in the freaking thing that's hating on Ruiz. And she's like, you don't know what I did. She's like, I don't want to know.
Ruiz is the... she's in the shoe, right?
No.
Ruiz with the straight hair.
No, oh. Ruiz with the crazy hair. Not Flocka. What's her face?
Oh, yeah. The one who's in ICE?
Yes.
In ICE detention?
Yes.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. She's Ruiz, right?
No, she's not Ruiz.
Okay, well, anyway.
But it's fine, yeah.
And the Salvadorian chick doesn't like her because she's like, you're a criminal. You're the one who you're the reason that it's hard for us that aren't legal, basically.
Right.
And she's like, dude, you don't even know what I did.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, it's just dumb. People, like, make assumptions about you if you have a felony on your record. They don't know what you did.
Right.
Obviously, you didn't rob a bank.
Maybe.
Obviously, you didn't commit a murder.
Maybe.
Obviously, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's not obvious. If you committed a murder, you're probably not going to be out of prison.
Unless you kill the woman.
Depending on what's...
Unless you kill the woman.
Yeah. Depending on what state. Like, in Texas, you're not going to come out of prison for committing a murder. But in California, yes. But they're in New York. So, whatever.
Well, I was binging it today, and I did see those episodes. I thought it was... Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
But Maritza, how she was up in the club shaking her ass.
And I was like, damn it, you dumbass. Why would you go to fucking clubs? And you don't even have... You're not supposed to be in a club, number one.
Nope.
And you don't have an ID on you, number two.
Nope.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, it's just like, oh, you must be illegal because you don't have an ID.
Dumb.
Yeah. Anyway. Lame. What were we talking about? I don't remember.
You were talking about how he got
caught
in the gym.
He got caught in the health club. And they were like, he's allowed to be here. He's trying to get rehab on his knee. So he had to go back to jail and finish the rest of his sentence. And so he wrote a memoir.
While he was in jail.
While he was in jail. And it was called Blowing the Whistle, The Culture of Fraud in the NBA. The book was to have covered his NBA career, described his dealings with the underworld during the betting scandal, and explained how he would determine the winning team in the games he refereed. He's making the choices. That's fucked up. But
yeah, he's telling them, hey, this guy's going to win, and then, or this team is going to win. And then they would win, and then he would get paid.
Yeah.
To the sum of $30,000, which was fucking stupid.
Lame. But I'm sure he made a bunch of fucking money betting on these games.
But that's not even the point.
It's not the point. It's lame. $30,000 is not enough
for
me.
You're not going to risk my fucking livelihood for a third. Okay, you pay me $25,000 every game, and then we'll talk about it.
I need more money.
Way more money.
I need way more money than this. He also promised to discuss the relationships that players, coaches, and referees have with each other. The book was actually supposed to be published in October 2009, but his publisher, Triumphant Books, canceled it because of the liability.
Yeah, because he's naming names.
Yeah, so they were like, you better throw this shit out with the garbage, and he did. So,
he self-published that shit.
In November 4th, 2009, Donaghy was released from prison. He was released from prison in November 2009, and then he found a new publisher, which is called, like, VTI Group or something like that. And they were willing to release the book, which was renamed to Personal Foul, a first-person account of the scandal that rocked the NBA. The book was released on December 2009. My brain doesn't work. Don't judge me. Don't fucking judge me. But we're not done. So... the book gets released in 2009, and then Donaghy has to go ahead and sue the publisher, VTI Group.
He fucking sued the publisher.
He had to sue them because they didn't pay him.
What?
They didn't pay him. So the publisher of his memoir, they didn't pay him. So in June 2012, a jury found that publisher VTI liable for breach of contract, and Donaghy was awarded $1.3 million.
Wait. How the fuck did they not pay him?
They didn't pay him.
Okay. You bought the rights to my book. Or, well, I don't know what their agreement was. But basically, you're going to publish my book, which means you owe me money. You could either give me an advance or not,
right. Whatever.
But if my book is selling, you owe me money.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, they didn't pay him.
How the hell did they think they were going to get away with that?
They're like, you're garbage. I don't know. But they didn't pay him. So he got awarded $1.3 million, which is nice. So then on April 22nd, 2014, Donaghy claimed that the league office was going to push referees to fix playoff games to have the Brooklyn Nets beat the Toronto Raptors so they could advance to the second round and face the Miami Heat because it would be good for ratings, which it was. On May 4th, 2014, the Nets eliminated the Raptors after winning Game 7 of the series by a point. Who cares? Donaghy was somebody cares. I know, right? Donaghy was featured in the 2016 release documentary film Dirty Games, The Dark Side of Sports. And so it just keeps going on and on and on. He's still like in the mix. So before game 5 of the 2017 NBA Finals,
he's not shunned.
People are talking to him. He has friends.
Yeah.
Donaghy claimed that referees would be instructed to extend the series for financial reasons. However, the series ended in Game 5 with the Golden State Warriors defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers 4-1. That was a boring league, though. That was super boring. Like, that series in 2017.
I don't know.
It only went 5 games.
I didn't watch
4-1. It was a freaking blowout, dude.
I did not watch that.
Yeah. So that happens, and then Donahue was arrested again on December 22nd, 2017 for aggravated assault.
What?
Yeah, so he was released on $5,000 bond and given an arraignment scheduled for January 19th, 2018. Donahue had been looking for his 19-year-old daughter, who he believed was doing drugs at a friend's house.
His 9-year-old?
19.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait,
what? His almost 20-year-old daughter, 19. Okay. And she was fucking getting high at a friend's house. Mm. The two got into an argument. Donahue told the house owner that he was going to hit him with a hammer if he came any closer.
I'm going to bust your face open, dude.
Donahue has a good attorney. He said he was just trying to be a good dad.
Okay. Like Elena was trying to be a good mom?
Elena, that's, what's her name's mom, right?
Yeah.
Daya's mom?
Yeah.
She a baddie. She a baddie. That is the story of Tim Donahue.
Wow.
Yay!
I think all of them, they're all fucking fixed. Football is fixed. Baseball is fucked. Baseball's fixed. The umpires, oh my god. But whatever. The only thing that's not fixed is golf.
That's cursed. That's cursed. This that's is cursed.
This is cursed.
Man, at first I was really apprehensive to do this story. But then when we decided to do, like, the listener reviews, and then I went a little bit deeper into the story and all the shit, like, you know, that it wasn't just him cheating, that there's allegations against the NBA of, like, you know, what they're having the referees do or not do or turn a blind eye to. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, ref, want to open up your fucking eyes? Like, that's why people are always talking shit to them.
Yeah.
Because they act fucking stupid. And I'm sure it's usually, like, the young ones out there. They're, like, super green. I'm like, okay, this is what I have to do to get into the NBA and to stick around and shit. I don't fucking know. But they said, like, him as a ref before they even found this out, like, he was a good ref. That's what they say. Uh-huh. You know? But
he let his damn gambling get in the way.
C'est la vie. And he was probably like, oh shit, I have influence on these games. I need to bet.
That's insane.
This is cursed. That's cursed. That's it.
Well, all I know is that I don't watch basketball. And people are like you hear all the, you know, guys always arguing about fucking basketball and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like,
dude, okay. I was in the grocery store today and I heard the people that was like stocking groceries talking about basketball.
Oh, really?
I work in an office with a bunch of dudes too. They all talk about basketball.
Well, yeah, they do.
Any sport, any, whatever's in season, that's what they're
like,
talking about.
Football, fine, but I'm not, like, I'll watch it, but I don't care. I'm not going to discuss it later.
I will go to a sporting event and drink the beer.
Exactly.
And cheer.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's what I'll do. You want a beer? Okay.
Give me beer.
You want a veggie dog? Okay. What
the hell?
The Dodgers has veggie dogs.
Are they good?
Remember we went that one time?
They're okay. Are they good?
They're okay.
I remember I ate a veggie dog. I bought some veggie dogs from the store, and I was like, the texture, like the... It's just not.
Nah, no, I'm not with
it. It ain't hot dog texture. It's
this don't feel like no wiener.
It doesn't at all. I was like, ugh,
is this a wiener?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this? Anyway, that was it. So this is gonna be a short one.
You're welcome, Jamal.
Jamal, you're welcome, my love.
You're welcome.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh my god.
How's your PodCoin coming along?
I have like 18. 18? 80. What do I have? Let me look. Let me just look.
Let me just look.
Yeah. I'll just look. 1800? 1800.
Yeah, 1878.4. Ooh, girl, I'm about to come up on my first award too. I'm super excited.
It takes forever.
It does take forever, but do you guys know about PodCoin? Huh? Do ya? So PodCoin is a super sweet app, and it allows you to listen to podcasts. And not just listen to podcasts, you get paid coins to listen to your favorite podcasts like us, Book of Lies. You can download the app on Android and iPhone, and you get paid fancy PodCoins. And you can donate your PodCoins to charity or to yourself, I'm about to get a sweet-ass Target gift card. there's all kinds of rewards on there. Coffee, you know, things for your phone. I think there's even iTunes and Google and all kinds of things. So if you actually sign up for PodCoin, it's absolutely free. Use our offer code LIES, L-I-E-S, and go ahead and download PodCoin and listen to us because we are a bonus episode. And guess what? We bonus your points, baby. They're amplified. So you're going to be earning more when you listen to a bonus episode. So check us out on PodCoin, all right? Great. All right, Brandy, thumbs up?
My thumbs up is finding that gift card.
That's sweet.
Because it was cool.
Okay, that's nice.
What's your thumbs up?
I've been taking a lot of naps this weekend. Listen.
My thumbs up is naps.
My thumbs up is naps, and I'm super thankful for my husband for taking care of me and our sick baby this weekend. I've just been, like, bonking out and going to sleep, and, you know, he gets rid of my snot rags and brings me drinks and doesn't bother me and lets me sleep. So I'm living for the naps, but I would really like to feel better very soon.
Yeah.
So I don't like to take drugs. I like to just sit here and suffer and be congested and achy and, you know, whatever. So we're going to survive this.
I will survive.
I want to say, I gotta get through this. I gotta get through this. Do you remember that song? Mm-hmm. I gotta make it through. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna get... Daniel Bedingfield.
Yeah.
Natasha Bedingfield's brother.
Is it Daniel Bedingfield that
sings
that song?
Yeah, Daniel.
I thought it was, who's that DJ chick?
Ronson?
Yeah, I thought it was Mark Ronson.
No, no. Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At me if I'm wrong.
Might be him. I don't know.
So, this is for y'all. This was a special one. When we come back, not next week, but the following week, we'll be bringing you guys some really good fraud cases. I'm researching a really interesting one right now. I can't wait. And if you haven't done so, visit us online. BookofLiesPodcast.com. We have a store. We have swag in there. Check out our swag. It helps us. And, yeah.
It helps us continue to bring you podcasts.
It really does. It really, really does.
Yeah. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, review on iTunes. Because, you know, that'll put us out there for more people to hear this ear candy.
Ear candy. I love when Brandy says ear candy. So, yeah, for sure. Leave us a review. Please. And thank you to the reviews that we got. Let me read a fancy review that we got.
Fancy review?
Yes. It was a fancy review from... I have it right here, guys. Don't judge me. Okay. So this one is called Very Interesting and Fun as Hell. There are so many true crime podcasts, but Book of Lies gives a delightful personality and fascinating information to theirs. If you want to hang out with amazing sisters who have huge brains and delightful senses of humor, this podcast is for you. And that's from Holly F. Thank you, Holly.
Thanks, Holly. We love you, too.
Holly and the Shelly gang, they're over at Shelly Has Opinions podcast, so check them out. They're a good freaking time. And I think we're done. I need to go take a nap.
More naps for
me. More naps for me. So, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Felix.
And this is Book of Lies, the podcast.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously.
From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.